The following comes to Radioactive from the Voice of America.
Welcome to Healthy Living. I'm Ira Melman in Washington. Beth Jensen suffered a stroke when she was just 8 years old, and though she survived, she was almost completely paralyzed and unable to talk as a result. Yet Jensen has refused to let her condition stop her from living a life filled with activities, art, and love. Irina Matveichuk met with the artist. Anna Rice narrates her story.
32-year-old Beth Jensen has been wheelchair-bound since she was 8. But her physical limitations don't prevent her from living a life filled with painting pictures, horse riding, and spending time with family.
She's been very artistic. She loves that, horseback riding, loves that. You know, she's able to find things that she can do that she loves that keep her inspired and motivated.
When she was 8, Beth suffered a stroke and has been paralyzed ever since. No one saw it coming all those years ago. The family had gathered in front of the TV for a movie night when it happened.
Beth's whole body starts shaking, and she starts screaming for a doctor, and then she goes still.
Beth was in a coma, and her parents didn't think she would make it through the night. No one knew what caused the stroke. There were no symptoms. She survived that first night, and a few days later came out of the coma, her old self just unable to move. The biggest problem, her family says, was to find a way to communicate. Beth could move just one finger and eyes.
My mom is the one, she's been the one like this whole time who's helped to develop Beth's communication methods, who thought right away, well, she can look up for yes and down for no.
Despite her limitations, Beth was able to study and grew fond of painting. She got into college, into the arts department. And what her family thought was a hobby soon turned out into therapy for their daughter, something that will help her go through tough times, but also find herself and her calling.
It helps her physically and also mentally, because she's very proud of what she does, but also it keeps her arm moving and her control and everything else.
Beth is a huge reason for my positivity. I mean, she is definitely an inspiration in my life. And part of the reason why I want to be a teacher is because of Beth's positivity.
For Beth's family, her condition is not a burden, but a constant reminder of how far a positive attitude can take you. For Irina Matveichuk in Baltimore, Maryland, Anna Rice, VOA News.
Thank you for spending some time with us for Healthy Living. In Washington, I'm Ira Melman.
That was a program from The Voice of America.